It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Monday, September 22nd. I'm Patricia Naft. The Pinyon Ridge Mill is in the middle of some uncertainty, and not for the first time. The proposed uranium mill is on the west end of Montrose County. KBNF's Jake Ryan has the story.
The whole issue goes back to 2012. The state, at that point, had issued a license to the Energy Fuels Corporation, basically giving them the go-ahead to work with radioactive materials. An environmental group, the Sheep Mountain Alliance, issued a legal protest, though, saying Colorado didn't follow the right steps when they gave Energy Fuels the license. A district judge agreed, trashed the license, and told the state to have a different judge hold a hearing so everything could be addressed. And the state did. The hearing officer then gave the go-ahead to the state to reissue the license. Last year, in 2013, Sheep Mountain Alliance, along with other environmental groups, protested again. They pretty much said that the hearing officer didn't follow the right steps again. Just recently, a Denver judge agreed with them, again. The license is on hold, and the judge has ordered a new hearing. This is Jennifer Opelia. She's the radiation program manager for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. She oversees pretty much everything regarding radiation, from X-rays to the proposed Pinyon Ridge uranium mill. She says that all this legal back and forth is only part of the problem facing the mill.
They have not started construction on the mill at all for a number of reasons, including the legal actions as well as economic conditions. The price of uranium has been rather low in the last 5 years, and that hasn't made it particularly economically feasible to process uranium.
Well, that's the kicker in all this. Energy Fuels doesn't even want to develop the mill. They're trying to sell it. Since the price dropped, Energy Fuels just bought an existing mill in Utah, and they're trying to sell everything attached to Pinyon Ridge, including the license, to someone else. But right now, no one's sure if they even can sell the license.
We're currently working with the Attorney General's office to determine how the Denver District Court order affects the transfer of the license.
The economy seems to be a bigger factor in this issue as the environment. Hillary Cooper is the executive director for Sheep Mountain Alliance. They're concerned with all the water the mill would use, as well as possible pollution and contamination to the water that supplies nearby towns. Hillary says the economy is also a big issue.
We've also developed a very strong concern for the communities in the West End that this mill would potentially impact in our experience with looking into this project over the last 6 years. We've realized the significant boom and bust of the uranium industry and what that does to that community, leaving it very dependent on an industry that leaves it high and dry more often than not. So we'd like to see those communities be able to develop more sustainable economic resources and based on clean energy solutions and recreational opportunities, cultural opportunities, things that are more sustainable in the long run.
She says that throughout this process, they've taken some backlash from locals who may not appreciate what Sheep Mountain Alliance is doing.
Well, absolutely. We've gotten a lot of backlash. And the reality of the situation is that we're a very small grassroots organization, and we don't necessarily have the resources or the strength to actually shut down this mill if the opportunity was right economically, if it was financially viable to pull this thing off. But it's not, and the price of uranium is lower than it's been in decades and not expected to increase anytime soon, as admitted by the developers of this proposal. And the conditions just aren't there to see this proposal happen anytime soon. So essentially what we're seeing is a really damaging speculative project that is just dashing the hopes of the folks in that community. So it's been extremely frustrating to watch. We, of course, are the scapegoat, which doesn't really matter in the long run, but we do see the need to both clean up that region, which has been so decimated by uranium industry impacts in the past, provide jobs from cleanup, also to explore other economic alternatives for that region.
In the end, it might be the current economy, and not protests and legal action, that prevents the mill from being built. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
The state released its latest employment outlook last Friday. KVNF's Laura Pomisano has more.
Colorado's unemployment rate dipped to 5.1% in July. That's the lowest it's been since September 2008. It's also a full percentage point below the nation's unemployment rate that sits at 6.1%. However, Colorado did see a dip in non-farm payroll jobs. That number decreased by 700 from July to August. Joe Winter is a senior economist with the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment.
It's not a significant movement from a statistical standpoint. That is to say, a 700 out of well over 2 million jobs is rounding error almost. In reality, you know, it may revise to a positive number, and quite often does in August.
Winter says Colorado's economy is doing well.
The recovery, which has taken quite some time to get to the United States as a whole, is a little farther along in Colorado than in many other regions.
August unemployment and payroll numbers for the state should be released in mid-October. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
A bridge near the town of Bedrock, Colorado, was closed last week after an inspector noticed a crack in one of the beams. The Colorado Department of Transportation has since patched the bridge over the Dolores River, and Colorado State Highway 90 is now open to single-lane traffic. The patch is a temporary fix. CDOT will have to figure out if they can repair it or if the whole bridge needs to be replaced. There are 58 bridges in Colorado that have been rated poor, but most are in some stage of repair. There's a new Montrose County manager, sort of. Ken Norris has been the interim county manager since the spring, but he's now been made the official permanent manager. He says the biggest issue facing Montrose County is balancing services and government spending. Norris says he's been focused on tightening the county's belt.
Correct. And that will be a full-time job, and that will be a continuing job. Two tests that I keep telling our employees, number one is, does it make common sense? Number two is, are you, as a Montrose County taxpayer, would you feel good about the decision you're about to make?
He says his background in private business will help keep budgets under control. And finally, during a stop in Denver, Vice President Joe Biden says the public isn't going to stand for domestic violence anymore. CPR reports he's encouraged by the strong negative reaction to recent abuse cases involving NFL players. Biden noted this month is the 20th anniversary of the Violence Against Women Act, but added the recent high-profile cases show more must be done.
We can change this culture. And for all those who say you'll never do that, they're the same ones who told me that we couldn't get this legislation passed to make the progress we've made so far.
The vice president spoke at a roundtable discussion event Friday, hours after the White House announced an anti-domestic violence campaign featuring famous actors and athletes. Up next, Go Betty and the Monday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.